What's up to the SIUSA Lifetime family? It's Louis G here. We're going to go over the team total wins for NBA. Sitting here a little sidetracked, got a little baseball, college football, and everything going on. But what I would like to do is recap some of the plays that I've already done. We'll start with those. It's the Wizards that I have over 44. Currently, the Wizards over 44 is minus 200. So those of you that got in early, it's looking pretty good. You can find it elsewhere. Minus 45, I think Pinnacle has at 120, 125-ish. So you'd be all right there. The Cavs, Cleveland Cavaliers post-LeBron era. That's pretty much what I'm betting on is that team rallying and winning more than 30 and a half games. So I got the over 30.5 on the Cavaliers. Right now it's sitting at minus 129. I think you can maybe wait that one out. It'll come down to earth. You'll be right there. Nets over 31 and a half. That's one that's not going to come back down. You can still get the same line. I only think that goes up. We'll have a lot of opportunity to hedge off that if we need. Next one, Hawks under 24 and a half. Right now it's basically being shopped. Pinnacle has under 24 at minus 169. BetOnline has 23 and a half minus on the under 155 or so. There's a couple more that I'm gonna play. By listening to this pod, you'll get it. And we'll go ahead and start with those. So it's the Pistons over 38. Over under 38. I'm gonna go ahead and bet the 38 and a half, the over 38 and a half on the Pistons, and I can get that right now on BetOnline at minus 110. I'm gonna go ahead and bet that for 2 units. They cleared that number last year, and they only had half season with Blake. There's some wins at the top of the pecking order that are going to be lost just due to parity. And I think that the Pistons are going to pick up a couple of those. I like Reggie Jackson being a little healthier than he was last year. I like their bench. It's a little bit stronger. Stan Van Gundy is no longer, GM there. So there's possibility of a move, especially if late in the year they're going to be fighting for a playoff seed. I see this going. This team has capabilities of being somewhere around 45 wins. The negative on this team, I can see them maybe 35. So 38 to 45 wins. So give me the over 38 and a half all day. Next team, the Pacers. It's not a team I have a very good strong read on. Their over at Pinnacle is 46 minus 150. BetOnline has 47 and a half at minus 120. If I had to choose a line right here, I'd bet the under. I'd bet the under 47 and a half, even money. For the simple fact that I think regression is possible. Always throughout the year, there's going to be teams that are losing losses. There's other teams that gain losses. You play 57 games or so interconference, and the other, 25 or so are out of conference. I believe the Pacers take a step back. I think they're capable of winning 48 games. I think their peak is 50, and their low end is 44. They're one of their lower variance teams that I have. So sitting at 47, 46, 48, somewhere in there, I'm okay with that. We're going to let them slide. The next team that I have on my radar is the Memphis Grizzlies, who basically went the entire year last year without their point guard, Mike Conley. And for a lot of, if you guys don't know, Mike Conley is very high up on my point guard list. He's a Ohio State lefty, kind of like D'Angelo Russell. But this guy can really play basketball. Terrific, probably. They got the steal of the draft at number four. Marc Gasol, great guy down neath. I really think that they're going to go over 13 total, which is at, you know, that 33 mark. I would play over 33, even juice 3x. That's a podcast special that I'm leaving right there. 2x on the Pistons, 3x on the Grizzlies. Moving on, the Nuggets. It's over 46.5. Juice super high to the over, 146. I agree with that. The Nuggets are anywhere between a 45 and 49 win team, in my opinion. They have one of the better home court advantages. Them and the Utah Jazz typically get back-to-back nights. So teams will go Clippers, Lakers, day off, maybe 2 days off, and then go Denver to Utah or Utah to Denver. They might do that sub trip to LA, but they're one of the teams that's very hard to read until they get interseason. If they underachieve early, what we're going to do is we're going to bet them to cover a lot of spreads. Typically, I like them at home, but I think they're going to be a better road team, ATS, this year. Just something to keep in mind, something for your notes, if you guys are taking notes. The next team that I have is the Dallas Mavericks. The over-under is 34. It's juice minus 144 at Pinnacle. I think it's 34.5 minus 120 to the over at BetOnline. It's receiving a lot of public love. I don't like it. I think they're around a 34 win team. I see them winning 30 games before I see them winning 40 games. So that's it. It's just easy. Keep it moving. The Blazers at over under 42. Juice of the under minus 105. I had initially written down that I had them as a 40 win team back when their over under was 43. Didn't get the bet out on time. So there's no play there. I do see the Blazers being, say, 40 wins as opposed to 46. So if you're a Blazers fan or you're from the Portland area, Oregon, I would bet the under just for rooting interest, but you can go from there. Utah Jazz over under is 49. The under is plus 101. At BetOnline, the under is minus 105. That is going to be a bet. I would take, or I am taking currently, the Jazz under 49.5 at minus 105, but only for 1x. I see their peak as, I think they can win 52 games. I truly believe they're a 52-win team if all is healthy. But I also can see them falling in the trap of the Western Conference, which is a gauntlet of teams. Just being a 46-win team, 47-win team, maybe sneaking in. I love Spider. I love Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell was my favorite rookie coming out last year. But you got to expect regression. Everything is going to come crashing down this year, especially with the Western Conference. The Lakers are more of a team this year, which is what I'm hoping happens. Consolidate the Western Conference even more than it was last year. Whereas going into the final week, seeds 3 through basically 10 were decided by, well, 4 through 10 were decided by a game and a half. So that's what you're going to have to play. And I think the Jazz, they got a fight in their hand. Sacramento Kings, the over 26. Those that followed last year, I had the over, I believe, 28 and a half. And they lost by the hook. They didn't get worse, certainly. I think the over 26 is a decent bet. If you want to take it, but it's one of those hold your noses type things. Hold your nose over 26. If you can get a 25 and a half, though, I would even pay the juice on that. But over 26 at 125 for 1x, that's definitely a bet that we're going to go ahead and do. The next team is the Bucks. Their over is 46. I have nothing for that. That's exactly where I put them. They're a very low variance team for me. I think they can win 48, 49. They might win 44, 45. It's right on the money. Next team, jumping up to the top end of the conference. Is the Toronto Raptors. Pinnacle is shopping over 54 and a half minus 160. BetOnline is 55 and a half 110. And that's what I'm gonna go ahead and bet. I'm gonna bet the Raptors over 55 and a half minus 110. And I'm going to put 2 units on that. So that'll be 2x. Coming back up, still Eastern Conference, going to 76ers. The 76ers over under is 53 and a half. Juice to the under minus 125. And that is something that I've already bet the under 53 and a half. I think their variance is 55 top end, and I think they can be as low as 46 to 47, depending on injuries and things of that nature. They would have to do very well to win 55. Last year was a very overachieving team, completely healthy, made the right moves at the deadline. Not necessarily buying everything that they're selling right now, especially with the Celtics being well. The Raptors have completely upgraded the roster, and then I'll get into the rest of that. The Cavs over under, I already said that I'm betting them, already bet them at the over 30 and a half. My suggestion on them would wait till you see 31 at lower juice. I certainly wouldn't pay the current price as minus 130, but if you can get over 31 at 115, I think that definitely would be a smart strategy play for you. Next team would be the New York Knicks. Their over-under is 30. The over is juice. To one well, that juice, excuse me, you get plus money at 138. I'm not gonna bet it because I don't like betting on unknowns, but I love Kevin. I love the kid Knox, Kevin Knox from Kentucky. I don't know if Porzingis is coming back halfway through the year, but Frank Ntilikina, who they drafted last year, is a good, great defender. I think there's a real possibility that they get to 30. So there's a little bit of value at 138. But to me, I think their cap is 34, but I think their floor is 26. So this number to me is perfect. There's no bet. The Hornets over under is 35. The under is plus 137. That has value. That definitely has value. To me, they could be sellers come All-Star break of Kemba Walker or Batum. Obviously, Dwight Howard's not on the team anymore. So I do think that their analytics department took a step up at this offseason, but I see their ceiling as 40 and I see their floor as 30. So, at plus 137 under, I could definitely see placing a 1 unit bet on that. Still thinking, might go with it. The Magic over under is 31. Same scenario. 35 and 26 is my range for them. So no bet. No reason I'm really talking about the Orlando Magic. Clippers, they're currently sitting at 36 and a half. And my initial ranking on them was a 39 win team. But after looking at things two or three times, I think the Clippers are right at a 36, 37 win team. They're probably the 10th or 11th best squad in the West. So I'm gonna leave that there. The Celtics over under is 58. It's even juice at 50. When it first opened, it was 59 and a half. I would have bet the under here at 58. I think that's really close. I think their floor is a 55 win team. I think they can win 63, maybe even 64. So 58's looking, I mean, it's pretty good. My lean would be to the over, simply because there's a lot of bottom feeders out of those 57, 58 teams in the East that they're going to play. But I'm not going to put my money year long on those. The Pelicans, their over under is 44. Juice them 144 on that over. They're one of those teams that I think is going to win 47 or 48 games. So you got the Pelicans, you got the Nuggets, you got the Thunder, you got the Jazz, you got the Spurs. You have about seven teams that are going to win between 46 and 49 games. And I just don't want to bet on any of those guys. So nothing in between. Smart strategy, if you wanted to, take the under 44 at like plus 125. Because if Anthony Davis gets hurt, then you would have a little bit to work with. You could always hedge later in the year or whatever. The next team is the Lakers over under 49 and a half, but it's juiced down to minus 180. If you give me a second, I'm gonna look and see what BetOnline currently has them as. The initial read on this would be to take the under, which I think a lot of people have already taken under, which is why it's juiced so much. But I think the Lakers ceiling is probably 51 wins, I would say. And then the under would certainly be, or their floor would be 46, 47. I hate betting against LeBron James, but I would say my lean totally would be on the Lakers under. I still might add that to our plays later on down the road. BetOnline has the under as minus 150, under 49.5, which I'm not going to pay that juice, so we'll just keep on going. Wizards over under 44. The over now is juiced 2-1, minus 200. You can find currently on BetOnline over 44.5, minus 135. I would place that for one unit. I wouldn't go two units like I did at the over 44. But I think that the floor of that team is 41 or 42 wins. And I think the ceiling is around 50, 51. So definitely a little bit of value there. Obviously, dependent on health. The next team is the Spurs. Over under 44. It's juiced to the over. It's minus 180. They're another team that I think is going to be a 46, 47, 48 win team. I don't really have anything for the Spurs. I wouldn't bet the under simply because of history. I think there's a much better bets out there that we have where you can lay the Spurs alone. But I would also think I would keep in mind that for the next or for the first 2 weeks, you could probably fade the Spurs against the spread, especially at home where you're drawing. Maybe you'll draw 5, 6, 7, 8, you know, those kind of lines. Popovich is one of those coaches that's not going to run up the score. It's still a team without Danny Green, without Kawhi. I think they're going to be negative against the spread, at least for the first 2 months. The Brooklyn Nets over-under is 31.5. I got it earlier as an even juice. It's one of my bigger bets, team totals. Last year, they only won 28 games, but their differential was a lot higher. They have a bunch of young guys that should exceed expectations. D'Angelo Russell was hurt a lot last year. Those that have been following me for 3 or 4 years, I love D'Lo. I think he can really set the table for LeVert and some of those guys that have been brought in. They have their draft pick this year, which means they can trade for Butler. They can trade for, you know, anybody at the deadline that might push them over the top. So I feel very confident in giving 31.5 for a couple units. As long as you're able to find even juice. Looking at BetOnline currently, yeah, has them at 31.5 minus 130. I would still throw two units on that. The next team is the Atlanta Hawks. I bet the under right away, under 24.5. The Hawks are a terrible team. I mean, their ceiling is 26, maybe 27 wins. Their floor might be 18. They basically traded Schroeder for the kid that they just drafted. Sorry, this is what happens when you do live podcasts. Trae Young. So they drafted Trae Young to be the point guard. There's no rookie point guards that come in the league and they're able to compete physically. So I think their floor is closer to 18. You know, like I just said, ceiling maybe 3 or 4 games over this total. But I would bet the under 24.5. BetOnline has the under now 23.5 minus 130. So it's moved my way. It's completely understandable. And I think that about sums up all the teams that are open right now. The Phoenix Suns is one that we missed. If I recall correctly, the under is minus 120. I wouldn't touch that. I have them exactly at 29 wins. One of the things that I'll end up doing over the next week or so is put out my futures, who I think could win the East, who I think, you know, technically can win the West, even though it's a Warriors game to lose, but maybe we can get ourselves in the situation, get in the second round of the playoffs, third round of the playoffs, maybe hedge. But other than that, man, look forward to hearing y'all's feedback. You know, doing this, I cut a lot of time out so you didn't have to listen for 2 hours. If you guys have any questions or anything, just, you know, feel free to write me and look forward to chatting and going through this possible final year of NBA bets. So talk to y'all later. Go green.